Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for watching. Tonight, I am thrilled to be here with Jo. I can't even pronounce her first name now. We've just had a little lesson on Jo's last name. Jo Zakrzewski is she's a GB ultra runner and a record holder, her latest being the British women's record at the European 24-hour championships this September. She ran a whopping 247.9 kilometres or 154 miles. She is also a GP and an ambassador for Carans, which I've got a picture of just at the bottom left there, and they're sponsoring this podcast. But more famously, Jo shared a tent with me at the Cape Wrath Ultra in 2018. So welcome, Jo.
Hi, Claire. Yeah, we do have intimate knowledge of each other's feet.
Exactly, exactly, which will, what happens on the Cape Wrath Ultra stays on the Cape Wrath Ultra, so we will not be discussing feet in this episode. And I also need to introduce you to Fleur Cushman from family business Carans. She's just on my left here. She's going to be telling us more about the benefits of this New Zealand-based blackcurrant extract for sports people like us and like Jo. Carans has recently been crowned Sports Nutrition Product Champion at the European Specialist Sports Nutrition Awards 2022. So I'm personally really interested to know more from Fleur about how these little purple capsules work. I'm taking them at the moment and I found that they really helped me with my recovery after my latest half marathon. So we've actually arranged a 40% discount for anybody who is interested in trying Carans out after listening to this podcast or the show today on YouTube. So there'll be a link just here where I'm pointing after the broadcast has ended. I'll add that, and there'll be a link already in the film description below or the podcast show notes. So first of all, Jo, congratulations on your latest record. How did it feel to cross that finish line knowing that you had broken the famous record from Lizzie Hawker in 2011?
Well, it kind of a funny way of asking that, because I didn't actually, there wasn't a finish line and I didn't know I'd broken it. So in one of these races, you just run until the gun goes at the end. So I heard this gun and just lay down in the road and cried. And I was like, I really hope I've got this.
So you didn't know when you were finishing?
No, they have to measure the distance afterwards. You run the last 15 minutes carrying a little paddle with your number on it and your name. And when you hear a gun to stop running, you put that down in the road and then they have to measure the distance along. So I, my claim to fame is in the last minute or so, I ran past Sorokin because I was running faster than he was.
Wow.
He obviously set the world record. So I sprinted past him.
Amazing.
Heard the gun, lay down in the road, had a cry, and then his film crew trampled me filming him.
Amazing. Oh, that's so funny. But doing such amazing mileage must take such a lot of training. I mean, you've got to let us in on your secret. Do you have to run mega mileage per week to train for such long distances? Is there like training that you can tell us about in a nutshell, week by week?
Creating a customized wardrobe that fits your style just got easier with Indochino's new women's wear line. Find the perfect fit that's made just for you from Indochino. For 10% off your order, use promo code WOMEN when you visit Indochino.com.
Well, I think it's kind of, people talk about you've got to do this distance, this distance, this distance, but I think that's a little bit overrated because, as you know, I've run for a few years and I have done ultras before. So I think you have it kind of muscle memory and you have that build up over the years. So the minute I probably run a lot less than I used to when I was running, when I was at a high level, when I was running shorter distance faster, because I think I've just got it there and I find it's much better to go into these things feeling good, feeling recovered, feeling out you've recovered from your long runs and your sessions and not being overtrained. So I actually do a lot less maybe than I used to, and I work full time, so you've got to fit it around that.
Yeah, because you're a DP as well, aren't you? So right. you don't have mega hours to be going off running like 200 miles over the weekend.
No, I even work on a Saturday morning, so generally here I run with the boys at 20 past five in the morning for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and then I go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what made you make the move? Because you were living in Scotland, weren't you? And you're now in Australia.
Yes. It was an accident. I came to Australia for a three-week holiday just to run a race in the Blue Mountains here. Went up to the Blue Mountains. Race was actually cancelled. I've been here ever since, really. I was a Corona kid stuck here.
Oh, really? So you went out just before COVID hit and then you just decided to stay?
Yeah, I was here with 3 weeks worth of clothes and I couldn't actually get home. And then after about 6 months of being here, I was finally allowed to work and change my visa. And yeah, then now I'm working and I've got a contract and a visa, so I'm staying.
Cool. Oh, that's really awesome. And do you find that your training has changed from training in Scotland to training in Australia?
It's just slightly warmer over here.
Only slightly.
So, for example, yeah, and I still can't get the seasons right. So now fitting it around work, everybody trains first thing in the morning. People don't run so much in the evenings because it's just too hot. Mm. So I remember January last year, so in Scotland you'd be running with crampons on your shoes in the snow. And I do remember it. There was always snow on my birthday. And here I went for a run with the guys first thing in the morning before work. It was dark and it looked like it had been raining. We were so hot and sweaty from the humidity, and I was like, this is just crazy. It's just totally different.
Yeah, it sounds completely different. And the seasons are always also backwards, aren't they? So you're like having a barbecue on Christmas Day over there.
Yeah, like I'm saying to you good morning and it's actually good evening for you, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's really mad, isn't it? So do you pay a lot of attention to what you eat and drink, or are you one of these people that just like eats and drinks whatever you want and then just runs it off?
Well, you know me, I'm a coffee and cake freak. So in Scotland, I knew the distance from my house to every cafe because it finished with coffee and cake. And yeah, I'm a bit bad at that. I got some bony problems, so I had to increase my calcium, vitamin D, things like that. So I do generally do eat a lot of what I want, but I do take a few supplements too.
Yes. Which brings us nicely on to Karans and why you take it. Because I was approached by Karans and I'm very sceptical and of all supplements and things like that. So I was like, oh, I'm not sure. And then they were like, well, Scott, who is Fleur's brother, and it's a family business. They said, oh, Joe takes it and Ruth Croft takes it as well. And I was like, hang on a minute. There must be something in it because I know Joe is a GP. So yeah, how does Karans help you in your sport?
So it helps for my sport, it helps in a few different ways, but it also helps me for my job, which is quite a weird thing. Mm-hmm. So what I have been taking it since, let me think back, since about 2014 when I came across it, and at that point I was doing a run that was hot and at altitude, and I talked to a friend who was taking it, and I take it now and I find it makes a big difference to my recovery with my mileage and my sessions. So, for example, 1 year when I was doing 50K and 100K for GB, I did a marathon and finished on the podium in the marathon. Then 3 weeks later, did the 50K in the World 50K, finished on the podium. Then 3 weeks later, did the 100K again for the world champs on the podium. And wow. I found I could recover and keep running. I didn't get the DOMS that I used to get, and mm-hmm. I didn't interrupt my training. So I found it really, really useful from that. One caveat is I try and phase out my doses. So if I'm doing a really long race, I would take some more in a race. So I was running in one of the 100Ks, and as you said, the capsules are purple. So I thought, well, I'll just wrap it in a bit of tape and put it inside my top. And then suddenly I was like, oh, I've got purple stains on my top.
Oh, no. Tease the little capsules.
The colour runs a little bit.
So you've got a tie-dye effect.
But it meant also people asked me, because, you know, some people get chafed nipples and things, you see blood on tops. Purple's not a normal colour to be seeing on a top. I found it helped from that, from the recovery, from the muscle soreness, and it found that it just seemed a bit easier doing my sessions. But one of the other things that you might not know about, but I found it useful for my work, is it really increased my immunity in that sense. I didn't get cold. That meant I didn't interrupt my training, because as a GP, I get exposed to all of those bugs. So I wasn't, you know, like you, I'm always a bit sceptical. I wasn't convinced. I'm like, is this really happening? And one of my friends in Australia now was always going off sick at her work, and was always having to test for COVID, and you can't go in if you have any symptoms. So I've got her to try it, and since she's been on it.
Yeah, so she took it and she found that she stopped getting all those colds. Very interesting. Now that is really interesting, because I was just thinking of it as a anti-DOMS mechanism for me, because when I did my half marathon, I took two beforehand, and then my muscles felt like really silky afterwards, and I definitely didn't get the same DOMS reaction that I usually would. So that was when it sort of cemented it for me. But having just said that about the colds and your friend with all the colds, my husband gets every cold known to man from our toddler, and I hardly ever do, even though he forces me to like share his water bottle and like sticks his snotty fingers in my face and mama like a squid on my face, and I don't seem to suffer with the same colds, so that's really interesting. Maybe that is another side effect that I hadn't even realized before, so that's really interesting. So I do want to bring Fleur in just here, because obviously she's sitting here very quietly. She knows all about the science. She's probably nodding sagely. but Fleur, can you tell us a little bit about what the proven benefits are for runners from taking a blackcurrant extract like Karan's? What's the science behind it all?
Yeah, so Claire, Karan's is made from New Zealand black currants, which is one of the highest micronutrient densities and concentrations of any berry grown on the planet. And the secret to black currants is that it contains a huge amount of polyphenols, and a particular class of polyphenol called anthocyanin. And they are responsible for giving fruits and vegetables their distinctive colouring. In the case of black currants, it gives them their really deep purple, you know, black pigment, and they're unique to every fruit and vegetables. So there have been over 500 identified in nature, and the ones present in currants aren't present in any other berry in the same concentrations and combinations. So they're really quite special, and that's kind of the big why about black currants. It's because of their unique anthocyanin profile, and actually anthocyanins are amongst the most important phenolics present in food. They're naturally occurring pigments, and they deliver a host of natural physiological functions in the body. So they're antioxidants, they're natural anti-inflammatories, but specifically to black currants, they're really prized for improving blood flow and just naturally relaxing the body's blood vessels and arteries. So they're very, very good for cardiovascular function and metabolic function. They've got a combination of benefits, and we're still unlocking all of these secrets, but the more we look, the more we find, and it's getting really, really interesting now.
And that's really interesting. And I was also wondering why we should take it in a capsule form rather than just eating tons and tons of blackcurrants ourselves.
Yes, well, I think, you know, Britain actually does grow a lot of its own blackcurrants, but 90% of the crop gets sold to Ribena, and there are very, very few consumer blackcurrant products available in supermarkets. So you will hardly ever see any available in their fresh fruit form, except during the 3-week summer harvest period. You don't really find them in frozen form, and actually the blackcurrants grown in Britain aren't subjected to the same intensity of sunlight that they are in New Zealand, which stimulates the berry fruit into producing the anthocyanin concentration. So actually the fruit grown in New Zealand has 1.5 times the anthocyanins of the fruit grown in Europe. So we're starting with a superior product to begin with in currants, and actually we couldn't produce the extract to the same level of quality if we use fruit grown in Europe, because the starting material just doesn't have that polyphenolic concentration or power. So you could, you know, by all means, you could, if you can find a blackcurrant source in Europe or in the UK or in America, actually you wouldn't know the level of anthocyanin that you're receiving, and it's actually really critical because there's a dose-dependent relationship. So if you're using it strategically around your training and your racing, you'll have to eat vast quantities of it, which, you know, as we know, eating huge amounts of fruit isn't necessarily practical. And, you know, actually obtaining it is really quite difficult in the first place. Now, you were saying that you did a little bit of research on anthocyanins and polyphenols, and actually they do degrade when they're cooked or if they're not stored properly. And that's, you know, another reason that, you know, if you're taking it in currants, you know, we know it's shelf stable for 3 years, but that's not necessarily the case if you're buying it in other formats, because it is so susceptible to degrading.
And so for that reason, I was thinking, oh, it is quite expensive to buy a month's supply of capsules. However, if you tried to buy that amount of actual fruit, that would be even more expensive. So actually, it's not that expensive. And especially if we've got the 40% discount offer as well, then, yeah, it's even better.
Yeah, I mean, there's the starting point for currants is, you know, we use a huge amount of fruit. There's 100 to 150 kilos of fruit that goes into each kilo of our extract. So it's not cheap, but then quality doesn't come cheap. And I think if you're looking for something that's really trusted, proven, that has strong scientific efficacy and is endorsed and certified by Informed Sport as part of their clean supplement program, then, you know, the whole process is expensive for us to bring out a really, really top quality consumable product. And I think if you compare it to if you're using other polyphenol products, and you might take beetroot as well, you actually need to take 2 or 3 supplements to get the same benefit that you're getting in currants. So, it offers a host of benefit, you know, so you only need to take one. So in the long term, it is actually pretty economical to use.
Yeah, definitely. I'm scared to not use it now, considering the cold-related benefits that I've got from it, and also the DOMS as well. I think, did you want to talk also about the fat?
So in our earlier performance studies, we found that currants improved high intensity repeated running performance by on average 11%. So our work has really been to understand how it's improving endurance and running performance, and we know that currants helps to relax the body's blood vessels, so it increases your blood flow by up to 45% during exercise, which is really, really significant for muscle function and delivering oxygen to all of your working muscles. One of the mechanisms that we have discovered is that it really, really improves your energy metabolism. So it helps your body favour fat as fuel and spare carbohydrate, which, you know, anyone who's an endurance athlete knows that improving your fat oxidation and fat burning during exercise is known to enhance performance in endurance sport. And so being a fat adapted athlete is something that endurance runners, you know, really strive to achieve, and that's normally, you know, done through manipulating your diet and having a high fat intake. But actually, you know, science has been showing that high fat diets don't lead to improved physical performance and that they can make people feel quite sluggish. So we've done over 10 studies now in a whole range of exercise durations. And importantly, we've just proven it in a peak fitness ultra endurance runner that using Currens will help improve your average fat burning rate during exercise by averages of between 23% and 29%. And in fact, some people respond much higher than that, and we see improvements of up to 66 to 100%. So it all depends on your individuality and how you respond to black current, but it seems to be very, very consistent during exercise and also at rest. So the nice thing is you know how much you're taking with the product, and you can use it really strategically around your training. So we know that you have to use it every day and you need to load for at least a week to get this fat oxidation adaptation. But taking it for a week will deliver a benefit equivalent to a month's daily endurance training in order to improve your fat burning responses. So it's a really, you know, quick and easy hack to naturally become a fat adapted athlete. And interestingly, we've also seen that it not only works in ambient temperatures, but also in hot conditions, which is important because your fat burning rates reduce in stressful hot environments. So we were really interested to see in our published study, Currens help sends your fat burning rates closer to what you would normally see in normal conditions. And in that study, we saw average improvements of 30%, which is pretty remarkable. And somehow it's increasing the fatty acid transporters within the membrane and helping the body just to access fat, you know, during exercise as fuel. But importantly, it's sparing carbohydrate by about 11 or 12%. And that's really great because obviously if you're using less carbohydrate, you're reducing the fatigue factors during exercise as well. So it's a really nice, you know, a nice finding for improving your energy metabolism. And we think that that is one of the mechanisms at work for improving performance.
I did actually stop taking these because I did my half marathon and I experienced really good results, and then I stopped taking them because I had an 11-mile race, and I've just been really exhausted ever since. And then I've taken these for 2 days, and just like actually since about 5 o'clock today, I have stopped being exhausted. So that's been very good. I'm going to continue taking them now. I'm kind of scared to stop taking them because I don't want to be this exhausted again.
Perfect. Yeah, there are a few tricks and tips about using it. You know, for recovery, it works well if you take it, you know, ad hoc on the day, 2 hours before you're doing a normal session. But actually, if you want to get the full, you know, post-exercise benefits, please dose. And, you know, it seems that black current is definitely changing, you know, the muscle machinery and priming the body over time. So you do need to take it on a regular basis. But if you forget and you've got a training session, you can use it 2 hours beforehand to get that, you know, enhanced recovery benefit. But for the blood flow, the fat oxidation and the performance function, you do need to, you know, to load on it.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. But before we have to let Joe go to work, I do have another question for Fleur and Joe, really, because there's some recent evidence to suggest that Currens works really well in hot weather. So it was like good for hot weather races. So Joe, have you been finding that, because obviously it's a lot hotter in Australia? Does it help you to use it in hot weather?
Well, it's quite interesting because I guess. Hot here, but I've also a couple of years ago in Oman, and I took it all the way through that because I always do. It's one of my things that in my emergency kit, as you know, these little backpacks when you run these distance races. And I have not had any gut problems, and I know a lot of people say, "Oh, I have gut problems in the heat." Sort of gastro GI permeability, and I've always taken it and I don't have issues like that. I'm sure it's not that I've got a cast iron stomach and just like eating, but I think that's a big advantage for me, is that one thing that works in ultras is you've got to be able, and I have had no issues. So whether that's made, whether that's current, whether we both work together really well, I wouldn't be without it, because I don't want to stop it just in case.
Exactly.
You don't want to feel tired again, you don't stop it.
Yeah, just in case.
It probably does really help for the gut.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting in the report that I saw about your latest record. You ran with two other Scottish guys that were there, and they both had gut issues. So I wonder if you kind of got them onto Karans. I wonder if they would stop having those gut issues. It might be an interesting little kind of pseudoscience experiment.
Yeah, and people always say, oh, you're not a proper ultra runner unless you've vomited a few times. And I have no desire to actually vomit to make myself an official runner. I would rather be able to eat my food.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, because I know, Joe, down the years, I mean, you run in some of the most inhospitable races on the planet. You know, you're always popping up in the Namibian desert or the Atacama desert or in Oman or China, or, you know, when the temperatures are soaring. And so it's really, I think, just from an anecdotal point of view, it's been interesting to see you use the product for, you know, 8 or 9 years now, and you know haven't had any gut issues. And yet you know, exertional heat stress affects about 90% of endurance athletes. So it's super interesting that eventually, you know, we started doing heat studies to look at the effect of currents not only on fat oxidation but also on gastrointestinal integrity. And we found the first thing is that currents helps send fat oxidation rates close to normal levels. It increases it by 33% in the heat, which is an incredible finding. But the second thing is we've seen in the research that it helps to reduce mild gastrointestinal distress symptoms in about 50% of runners. So we've seen that it abolishes, you know, both upper and lower distress symptoms in, you know, in 1 in 2 people, and also reduce other symptoms such as dizziness, nausea and stitch in about 33% of people. So that's really interesting, and you know, we're still working out the mechanisms, but we think it's aligned to the anti-inflammatory and blood flow promoting properties and managing oxidative stress, which of course you generate when, you know, with exertional heat stress. So it's a really another great finding for ultra runners and endurance athletes, you know, who race in hot conditions, which is customary, you know, with the race.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, it's definitely really interesting, isn't it? Yeah, so I've just got one last question for Joe. What is next for you in 2023? Any more hot races where Karans will be put to the test well and truly? Anything really, really long?
Well, yeah, I was meant to be doing a race in days, but unfortunately I've got a torn hamstring, so that was going to be my big last one for the end of the year. But to Taiwan and do some racing there next year, so that's going to be hot and humid, so you know, I'll need all the advantage I can get.
Awesome, that's fantastic. Well, I just want to say a big thank you to Fleur and Joe for coming on tonight. There she is. And if anyone is keen to try out Karans, then just have a little check of the link up there where we've got a 40% discount that we have created for you. So you can click on the screen just there, or you can click on the link in the film description below or the podcast show notes, because I'll turn this into a podcast shortly after. So thank you very much, guys. It's been really lovely chatting to you. Lovely to find out more about the science behind Karans and the blackcurrant extract from New Zealand. And hopefully find out more from you in the new year, Joe. How can people follow you if they want to keep abreast with your progress?
Well, I have to say that I'm not a very big social media person anymore. I came off it during COVID because I found it was quite stressful when I was stuck over here. So still use Facebook as my main thing.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, okay, so follow Joe on Facebook, and it's Joe Zakshevsky. Pronounced it right this time. And Fleur, how can people find out more about Karans if they're interested in, like, the scientific side and they want to find out more of it for them?
Yeah, sure. So you can head over to karansscript.com or get in touch through Instagram at karansport or our email, which is info@karans.com, and we'll be really happy to help you out.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, guys. And thank you for everybody who watched live as well. Andrea says, thanks, all interesting stuff. And we had quite a few live comments there. So lots of people. Tracy says, big fan of coffee and cake at the end of a long run. John Gardner says hello as well. Tadwes Cantwell says hi as well. I know that Colin has been watching as well, and Joshua Pamela as well. So thank you for everybody for watching that. And I will see you next week for some more cool people interviewed. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.